Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning.
It's Taz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post, on CBS Sports Radio.
Make some noise and enjoy me! 1, 2, 3! Let me see those hands again! Hell on the hop! Everybody jump! Jump!
All right, good Tuesday to one and all. It's Taz and the Moose with you, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. It's Taz and the Moose with you, Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus, your updates till 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go here on this Tuesday morning, as you heard the voice of Russell Wilson, his wife Ciara, as well as the deadline came, a deal was done. He's under contract for the next 5 years, a new four-year, $140 million, I believe it is, contract
yes.
extension for Russell Wilson, $65 million guaranteed in the new deal. He's getting over $104 million guaranteed in total over the course of the next 5 years. So we don't have to worry about any tweets from Tyrann Mathieu, or we don't have to worry about anything about the Giants' pursuit potentially, or that he wants New York. He's now going to be a Seattle Seahawk. So if you're a member of the 12s on this Tuesday morning, you got your 30-year-old quarterback for the next 5 years.
Yeah, and your team,
and the deadline worked.
The deadline worked, and you have a quarterback, a player who strong-armed the team, and it worked. That's basically what happened. by the way, that you're right. That was Russell Wilson and his wife at the top of the show. And that for those that don't realize, that was they recorded that from their bedroom.
Yep.
While in bed. It was kind of the video was on. I think it was on Russell Wilson's Twitter, so it was very funny. That was the middle of the night. So for those of you just waking up, like Moose just laid out, that's the deal, man. So Wilson and the Seahawks agreed to terms.
Right. But the deadline was 12 o'clock Pacific right. time.
Went
so 3 o'clock Eastern time yeah. this morning. So yeah. you look at when did that video come out? What time did it say?
I think it came out. I think it probably came out roughly 4:15 a.m. Eastern.
So, yeah.
I'm not 100% on that, but right around there. I think.
So, yeah, so it's an hour and 45 minutes old. So
right.
there you go. So, Russell Wilson, the deal is done, and the deadline did work. Listen, a lot of ways you can go look at that. The Seattle Seahawks are a better franchise today than they were yesterday. That's any way you want to cut it, Taz. You and I discussed it, and we had a great conversation, a little bit of a debate about, you know, the future of the Seattle Seahawks. What should you do in terms of him using his leverage against the organization? And they're better off as a franchise having their franchise quarterback. It's easy to say, okay, trade him, get rid of him. You know, he's a malcontent. He's going to be a distraction. Don't give in to the deadline. You still have control for him for the next 3 years. You have him under contract at $17 million this year. You can franchise him for a couple years. He's not going anywhere. But then, in essence, he would create a massive distraction for your team here moving forward. So the Seattle Seahawks felt a lot of pressure in a quarterback-driven league to get the deal done with Wilson, and they got the deal done. And he put together a deadline, a made-up deadline, same day as tax day across the country. And he was basically telling the Seahawks, the tax man's coming. I want to get paid. I want a brand new spanking contract. If you don't, I have no intention of ever signing a long-term deal with you ever again. And his leverage worked. And Seattle is – the Seahawks are better for it, Taz, because they don't have to worry about the quarterback position. And he did not get that quote-unquote, you know, escalator clause in it. He's not getting a percentage of the salary cap. It's a straight money deal.
Right.
Something that, you know, Peter King in his column speculated about on Monday, that he wanted a – didn't tell you what percentage he wanted, but – told you that, you know, when the cap went up, when more revenue came into the National Football League, Russell Wilson wanted to get paid more money. That's not part of this deal. As we know it, it's a straight four-year contract extension, 5 years in total, but on top of the year left that he has on his deal.
Yeah, you know, and for the Seahawks to get their quarterback, lock him in, yeah, I agree. That's all. I mean, that's great for the Seahawks. It is. But business-wise, I don't think it is, like, because this guy had a year left on the deal. But like I was saying yesterday, the day before yesterday, it's like, you don't want a guy who's disgruntled running around, and he strong-armed the team. He basically said, look, I got a year left on this deal. I don't care. And I'm going to make it public. I'm putting a deadline out there, and that's it. And you're either going to pay me or not, because I don't want all this scuttlebutt during the season. What's going to happen with Wilson? What's going to happen with me, Russell Wilson? You know, where am I going to go after this season? So he didn't want that. So they just basically give all this money to him. And I'm a fan of his play. I am. But you gave him a ton of money for a team, let's be honest. It's a run-first team. It's not a real passing team. And you're giving him all this kind of money. That's the first thing. Second thing is, he made a public charade out of the team, out of the organization. The front office got, you know, I love when players get paid, don't get me wrong. But he did. He kind of played them, man. He played them like a flute, and he won.
Yeah, but, okay, but that, have we seen players do that before?
Yeah, of course. We saw players do before. But we saw we just saw recently with Antonio Brown, but it kind of didn't work. You know, we saw Lev Bell, it didn't work. The Steelers were like, no, it's not going to work. Good, go away. That's my point. I'm not saying he should have went away. I'm saying is that I don't think it's right the way Russell Wilson handled this because it was so much time left on his deal.
Right. It was 1 year left on his contract, but he didn't want to have to deal with the headache. He felt like he had earned with how good of a camper he has been. With some of the nonsense that he's had to deal with, right, where, you know, he's made up for a lot of ills of the team, and he's been a tremendous face for that franchise, Taz. He thought he deserved a contract extension, and he used that leverage against the Seahawks. I mean, I get it's not the prettiest thing to do, but, I mean, we've seen a lot of players do it over the course of time, and I understand the Seattle Seahawks bent, but did they really have a choice?
Well, I mean, that depends how you look at it. I
mean, then you head into the abyss of not having a franchise quarterback. Then you're dealing with the distraction, the day in day out distraction of him not being the signing a long term deal with the Seahawks. Is that really what you want as an NFL team where you're trying to win?
I understand all that, and it all makes sense what you're saying. But again, I guess I just come from a different world, and I working all the years I did for Vince McMahon and under him, nobody. I don't care how top of a wrestler you were there. Nobody, I'm not going to name names, but household pro wrestling names that were massive stars could never, one guy tried to hold Vince over the barrel, okay, and it failed miserably for him quick, okay, so the thing is, I think that's what happens here if you're the Seahawks, you're making it come off like the inmates are running the asylum, and that's my only point on it. I mean, I'm happy for the guy, don't get me wrong, I mean, I am, but I just think... For the Seahawks, it almost looks like they just caved. You know, that's what it comes off like.
Right, but okay.
I get everything you say. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I understand the experience that you have, but it's also, distinctly different in terms of business. It's a much different business.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. I mean, where Vince has the power in terms of where you look at guys
true.
That get pushed and guys that don't and wrestlers that, you know. So, I mean, it is – I get the point that you're making in terms of, you know, you want to be the guy that's kind of working hand-in-hand with the franchise, not the one that's working against it. And in essence, what Russell Wilson did was instead of thinking about the team, he's thinking about himself. But also Wilson's probably saying to himself, well, I mean, the first 3 years of when I was a starting quarterback, Taz, and we were a big-time winner, I wasn't getting paid.
Right.
You know, I'm making – you know, I was drafted. I wasn't a first-round draft choice, right? I was a third-round pick. I came in. You know, they brought in Flynn in free agency. I went out there and beat him out during the course of training camp. I've been – this team's franchise quarterback for the past 7 or 8 years. I didn't get paid like it for the first couple, so the organization didn't do me any favors. It's not like after year one or year two they came in and said, we're going to rip up your deal. No, they're going to pay me what I was going to get paid at that time. So, you know, that's a good point. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So, I at that stage, I didn't complain, but they didn't swoop in because let me ask you this: do you think if after year two of his initial rookie deal, and the Seahawks were never going to do this, and no other NFL team was going to do it, but do you think if the Seahawks at that stage swooped in and said, "Russell, you listen, you've superseded all of our expectations. Right. You're severely underpaid. We're going to give you, we're going to rip up your old deal. We're going to rookie deal. We're going to give you a brand spanking new deal. We're going to pay you for the quarterback that you are today." Do you think we're sitting here today? Probably not.
Nope.
You know,
no.
Russell Wilson's probably not strong arming the Seattle Seahawks.
No, he's not going to be in a position back then.
Right,
no,
but they did.
And they wouldn't have came to him to
right,
your point.
And they're not going to do it. I'm painting a picture that's never going to happen. The NFL is going to look, NFL team is going to look at that. That's our advantage. We could pay other positions. So he's looking at it now saying, well, now I've got the leverage. I'm established. I'm telling you, I'm dictating the terms. I'm telling you, listen, I'll go to off-season training. I'll show up at training camp. You know, I'll play the game. But I'll tell you this, if this deal is not done by this time, I will not be signing a long-term deal with you. And the Seattle Seahawks blinked.
They did blink. And I didn't think this was going to happen. I got to be honest, I was saying it yesterday. You and I were having a good conversation about this. I didn't think a deal was going to come down. And I thought that, I didn't think Wilson was bluffing. I think he was telling the truth. And I thought this was going to get really messy and ugly. And it didn't. They did blink, the Seahawks. So, you know what? So a lot of people would think, well, they are dumb what the Seahawks did. There was a mistake what they did because now you have somebody who you didn't have to do this with. You could have just played hardball, and you have a one-year deal. That's not why I think the Seahawks – that would have been bad to do. And I was saying this yesterday, in my opinion, Moose. I do think that if you have somebody – that doesn't want to be there, or they're ticked off and they're disgruntled, and they're your quarterback. That's a problem. Now, if you look at the nuts and bolts of business, and the Hawks would have done that, fine. They would, any like intelligent businessman that's all nuts and bolts would have said, "Well, no. You do not have to re-sign this guy. You have him for another year. Pay him what you're paying him, and tell him to be a good soldier, come to work, or else that's that." You can't do that with an NFL player, nevertheless a quarterback who's your offense. Let's be honest. So, but I do think that this whole thing, I don't think the Seahawks, they don't look good in this. I mean, I understand why they did it. I get it. You laid out the points why they did it also, and you're right. But I don't know, man. I just, if this thing wouldn't have got public, and we don't know what the truth is, why it got public. Did Russ's people make it public? Did the Seahawks try to make it public? Which I don't know what the benefit for the Seahawks making it public would, meaning the deadline thing. You know, but Russell Wilson never backed off the deadline publicly. He never said nothing.
No.
So that's why I'm thinking it came from Russell Wilson's camp.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it probably did.
I would think so, right?
That he threw it out there. But you mentioned that Seattle looks bad. Do they, though, when you look at they took care of a player that's been really good for their franchise?
If that's all that happened, Moose, then yeah, they look good for taking care of a player who is their franchise and who's been a good soldier. The problem is that, like I said, that it got public.
Sure, no,
and
no,
that they were put against a wall with a gun to their head.
I get the point that you're making, but if you're Seattle, is life better with Wilson or without?
With, because Paxton Lynch ain't getting it done. They're down in the draft.
And then you could say, well, anybody could call up, and we had a number of callers call up yesterday and say, well, just draft a quarterback. But
it's not that simple.
It's not that easy.
You could draft, right.
I mean, the Jets have been drafting quarterbacks for years. Look at all these teams that have been drafting quarterbacks for years that they don't find them. And they're in this kind of, carousel or hamster wheel of trying to find the guy every 3 or 4 years.
Well,
it's not that easy when you have that guy, and that's what Wilson played upon is you've got a franchise quarterback. I make up for deficiencies of the offensive line, right? When the offense needs to adapt and change and go away from a power game, I'm there. When it needs to become more wide open, I'm there. When you need somebody to be the face of the franchise, I'm there. So if I'm there for all these things, then you've got to take care of me. And for the Seattle Seahawks, as I mentioned, and you and I are both in agreement, you wake up this morning, you might not like how you got there, but you're happy you got there.
That I agree with.
The Seattle Seahawk fan wakes up on this Tuesday morning happy that they don't have to hear about Ciara like in New York. Happy that you don't have to hear about Russell Wilson preferring the East Coast. Happy that they don't have to pay attention to Tyrann Mathieu on Twitter. Happy that this saga now is in the rearview mirror before the NFL draft next week, Taz, and they don't have to deal with any of that nonsense.
Yeah, no.
You got to be happy about that.
Totally. And, you know, you said something earlier about the draft. Yeah, let's just say hypothetically the Seahawks were sitting where the Giants are sitting in the sixth spot, and they could get a really good quarterback, either Haskins or somebody, or let's say, well, Kyler Murray's not going to drop. Let's say they had the number one pick. Let's say that they switched. They did some kind of deal the Hawks did with the Cardinals, and they take Kyler Murray. Well, listen. Listen, the odds are against Kyler Murray and any of these top quarterbacks that come into college every year. Not everybody's a Baker Mayfield that could flow into it as well as he did. Not everybody's like that. So, point is, if the Seahawks have that number one pick and they get Kyler Murray, okay, well, you think he's going to have the success year one or year two that Russell Wilson had? No way. There's no way.
No.
I mean, it's a slim chance. I shouldn't say no, but there's a very slim chance. So, I do think that, to the point you just made, you know, just people calling the show, you're right, saying, just draft the quarterback. Yeah, well, you think it really is that simple? No, it's not that simple.
No,
if you get that quarterback, that doesn't mean you're going to win.
Right, and every quarterback coming out of college, you look hopeful, and you're like, oh,
a little under the weather, Moose.
No, I understand.
I'm battling through, man. You know how I am, bro.
But every quarterback coming out of college, you say, oh, look what he did at, say, Missouri or Duke or Oklahoma or Ohio State, and then all of a sudden he goes into the National Football League, and you say, wow, they're not taking on Michigan State anymore,
right,
or they're not taking on Kansas State, or this is not against Oklahoma State. The game is drastically different, and sometimes the quarterbacks do adapt and adjust, and sometimes, Taz, they don't, and they're bad, and that's and there ends up being a bust, and they're out of the league in 3 or 4 years,
sure,
or they're a career backup quarterback, whatever it might be. And no one's saying all these guys in this year's draft is going to be that, but it's difficult. If it was easy to judge the quarterback position coming out of college, there would not be this inherent search for franchise quarterbacks. There are every single year.
And we've seen it.
And when you have one, Taz, you got to make sure you hold on to that guy for as long as he could stay healthy.
And I think that's all true, and I think that's good that the Hawks kept their guy. And
I get the point. You didn't like the way Wilson handled it.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't. And listen, at the end of the day, he's a businessman too, so he got what he got to get. He just, by him making it public, he definitely forced the team's hand. Now, again, like I said the other day, man, I don't know. Maybe there was something going on behind the scenes where Wilson was ticked off at the front office, and that's why him and his people made it public that there's a deadline. Maybe. He could have kept that deadline on them, dude, and kept it private. But who knows? Maybe he didn't want to be for some reason.
Right. I mean, I think for the reason why he made the deal public, Taz, don't you think puts even more pressure on the organization?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Absolutely, it does.
I mean, from the Seahawk fan base, because, you know, you've got season tickets. You got people sending in money.
Merchandise
sales. You're selling luxury boxes. There's a lot of things that you're selling. And you want to make sure if you're investing in the Seattle Seahawks, you want to make sure Russell Wilson's your quarterback.
Absolutely.
Want to go show up and pay $200 watch Paxton Lynch at quarterback?
No.
$250?
The thing is, though, you're right, though. Like, if you're Russell Wilson and you force their hand publicly, yeah, there's a better chance you're going to get your deal, and he did do that. I just am surprised that he did do it publicly.
Fair.
Again, I'm sure he had as a reason why. He don't seem like a vicious, mean guy. He seems like a level-headed, you know, smart, intelligent guy. I don't know. I just was surprised at that. Again,
something could have happened
behind the scenes. You never know.
Yeah, and maybe it did, Taz. I think he noticed this, him and his agent probably realized the situation where they had some leverage, and they said, let's use it.
Let's utilize it, yeah.
Let's
you think it's as simple as that? You don't think there was something happened that ticked off Wilson? You don't think they said, listen, Russ, we're not redoing a deal with you until next year? He said, look it. If his agent said, look, if you don't do it, then we're going to go public with this thing. And they called his bluff?
Maybe.
Who knows?
I mean, then it makes the organization look even worse.
But you're not, well, it does.
I mean,
that's what I'm thinking.
I know. But if that scenario played out behind the scenes, Taz, where they were like, listen, there's no way we're negotiating with you, and then he drops his hammer, that makes both sides look worse.
Right. It does. It does.
But I mean, that's all speculation, but that would be. For the Seattle Seahawks, that would be terrible.
That would be horrible.
That would. And the Seahawks have still got a guy to pay. I mean, let's not forget, they did franchise Frank Clark, the former Michigan Wolverine, who's coming off a year in which he had 12.5 to 13.5 sacks. I think it was 13.5 was the number that he finished off at you know, a guy that had certainly issues coming out of Michigan, which caused him to drop in the draft, fit that defensive scheme up in Seattle. They did franchise him. He's looking for a deal that's similar to the contract that DeMarcus Lawrence signed with the Dallas Cowboys. So, I mean, there is still, you know, that to be worked out with Frank Clark, and there's been some speculation that maybe in essence, you know, they end up dealing or getting out from underneath that franchise tag at some point in time, which would be a loss for that defense because you might not love the personality or you might not want to hang out with Frank Clark and have beers, right? But Frank Clark on the football field could play.
They can go. He's a baller. No doubt about it.
Yeah. 14 sacks a year ago. So there you go. Want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Surprised the deal got done for Russell Wilson. About 4:15 this morning, 2 hours ago, he and his lovely wife, Ciara, in bed together. Yeah. Not that kind of video, but they did. We're
almost
happy.
Almost that kind.
Almost.
He had gold chains on, no shirt, Russ Wilson.
He
had a velvet baseball cap on.
Did he have a cap on?
I'm joking. Just teasing.
I was like, did I miss something? I watched that video. I'm like, where was
he's wearing a Burberry scarf.
Right, yeah. Your impression of the deal for Russell Wilson. If you're a Seahawk fan, I want to hear from you. Are you fired up that you've got your quarterback for the next 5 years? If you're a Giant fan, are you bothered that Wilson's no longer on the table potentially to be brought in to be the quarterback? Want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week it's, how about Wilson Contreras? Contreras homered, knocked in 3 runs as the Cubs crushed the Marlins 7-2 and down in Miami. The Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it, Granger.com.
So what happens is, right?
Yeah.
So this morning, you know, we get here early, right? We're doing the morning show. So I got here a little earlier than normal. So I'm sitting in the car. Sometimes I might take a quick little snooze, a little power nap before I come out and grind with Mark Melusis and power through 3 hours on CBS Sports Radio. So I'm sitting there, and I mean, it's nice. It's a little chilly out. I got the window open a little bit. I got a nice parking spot. No one's near me. Nobody. There's a Johnny Pump ahead of me, which for those that don't know, that's a fire hydrant. I think everybody knows what a Johnny Pump is. Some people know what that is, you know, some people. Believe it or not, it's a New York thing.
So
I figured I'd share that with you.
No, that's a good. Yeah,
if you're from, like, you know, Des Moines, you might not know what a Johnny Pump is.
Good addition to the vocabulary.
That's exactly
get
right.
Get over it.
Okay. So anyway, let's take two. So what happens is this. Moose, I'm
proper distance away from the hydrant.
Well, you've talked to me about that.
Yeah, you park right on top of it.
But now I took your, I think you all time. So I backed up. No, okay, sorry. I backed up eight. Moose said 18 feet, Taz.
Yeah.
6 foot don't cut it.
No, 6 feet don't cut it. And I said, okay. People getting ticketed.
Moose parks in the city more than me. He's probably right. So yeah. I listen. So that's why I listen to people. People tell me things. I listen to them. You know what I mean?
Because one day I was walking in and you were like basically right on top of the hydrant. I'm like, how is this?
I know.
You better hustle right out at 9. You were well within 4 feet.
I had a habit of that. I don't do that anymore.
I'm a proper distance away.
Yeah.
What is that, a good 18 inches? I go, Taz, what?
Moose
no.
Like, you got to go 18 feet,
yeah,
boss.
I go, you got to be a little farther away. I go, luckily nobody's around down here at 6 o'clock in the morning, or else you'd be getting your rear end ticketed.
But, so now yeah, I
proper
today,
distance away.
I probably was backed up maybe 18, 19 feet, a good amount, right? But I'm out. Snooze Jones. I'm out like a light, right? I mean, I'm talking about, it's like I'm in bed.
Nice.
I mean, I'm talking about in the middle of Manhattan.
That's a nice power nap.
Oh, it is. There's nobody.
Seat back?
Seat back Jones. I got a little jazz on. Yeah, heat's on.
Oh, that's
a little cool jazz.
That's great sleeping weather right there.
Oh, bro, I'm out. I'm in a little bit of a snorkel snore.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
You know, right? And all of a sudden, I know, you know when you're in such a good sleep? You know you're sleeping.
Yes.
That type of sleep.
Yeah, that's great.
Right? Because, you know, so, and it's like there's nobody around. And it's nice. It's quiet. I hear a couple of birds chirping.
Right.
I got my music. And then I hear, scares the living hell out of me. I jump up and I'm looking forward. I'm thinking, is it a cop? Is it? And I look to my left. Right there in my face is Boomer Esiason.
Hi, nice. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason, right in my face.
Nice.
Through my window. Because, hey, bud, sorry to do this to you. I go, Boomer, what? He goes, can you back up a little bit?
Obvious.
Bro, now, I'm like, wait. He goes, yeah, I want to get it. Now, I got a big truck. His truck's much bigger than mine.
Oh, he's okay. Got like that Viper thing.
The Raptor. He's got Raptor, a big, big truck. And I'm like, boom, there's not. Nah, you got room. Just back up. I'm like, jeez. He's Boomer Esiason, right? He's the king around here.
This is Boomer Esiason.
And I like Boomer, right? So I'm like, all right, I got to help a brother out. I back up. There's a little van behind me. Bro, I back up maybe 4 feet, and here's Boomer. He's backing up. I'm like, and he's...
Take no prisoners.
Dude, he backs up and basically jams me in. Like, I'm jammed in right now.
I saw that scenario when I was... because there was no spots.
No.
Con Edison's got a couple streets blocked off with cones. So right. Everyone was in front of this building a block away. I had to park like a block and a half away.
Did you really? It's chilly out today.
I walked right past you guys. I noticed... I go, that is not... I thought it was one of two scenarios. Either you wedged yourself in or he wedged you in.
Yeah. Well,
And then he's also parked right on the hydrant.
I was going to say that. Dude, he is not. There's no. No, I mean, there's he's like. Ticket. He's really, getting a ticket.
Yeah. Unless he's got, like, basically the commissioner's badge in his front windshield.
He does. He has every possible thing, including I'm Boomer Esiason in his. Windshield. Yes. He's got cop, fire stickers.
Hi, I'm Boomer Esiason.
I mean, you can't be doing that, can you?
If you're a Boomer, you can.
Dude, what about, heaven forbid, there's a fire.
Quarterback.
What do you think they do to that Raptor?
They'll let the building go down because it's Boomer's truck.
That's Boomer's truck. Don't leave it on, Bob.
It's got a hose feed through it.
What is the point of driving that size vehicle into Manhattan, too?
You want me to get Boomers? You can ask him?
I would love to talk to him. It's an alpha thing. You know, I have a bigger truck I don't bring here a lot, as you know.
It's meant to go take down dinosaurs. Yeah, I mean, it is a ginormous human. It's a ginormous vehicle.
It's a massive truck.
And right.
So he wedges me, and then this is the best part. He gets out of his truck. He don't even make contact with me. Eye contact. He don't even look at me like, hey, bro, thanks, Taz. Nothing.
He's Boomer Esiason.
Turned his back, just walked away. 6'6", see you later.
He got the job done for you.
Brought it up against Boomer. So I'm
good
wedged
job
in.
By you.
I'm wedged in.
Yeah.
No good deed.
No thank you.
Nothing. Nothing. It's just entitlement by the alpha male himself, the giant Swedish man, whatever he is, Boomer Esiason.
Hi, I'm Boomer Esiason.
Norwegian?
He wedged me in. And right now, if there is a fire, we're all in trouble within two blocks.
You got to remember. I mean, Taz also, look at wedge is a little bit of a strong word because Taz does like to take up three car spots if he possibly can for his car.
Wow.
Like you are, we've been down this road. You are a little, you're a little bit of a boss hog when it comes down to parking spaces in Manhattan.
Dominant.
Taz does not want to back up or have to do a shimmy to get himself out of a spot.
He
wants to just roll right out like he's in driveway in Long Island.
You nailed it, bro.
I understand.
I'll tell you the trick. Want me to tell you my trick?
What's that?
My trick
Grab
is
as much space as possible.
No, but I'll tell you my trick.
You don't have cones.
I should do the cones. Put my own cones in.
Right. Bring your own cones, lay them out on the thing, and put them out. And be like, you know, and put your own, put number 13 on them.
On an orange cone.
Right. Surprise Mikey B cone. Needed to do that as well.
Well, here's my
trick. Garbage can stands outside. Yeah.
But here's my trick, and you just said it, Mikey B. Mikey B don't even notice. What happens is Mike gets here like so early. So when I look for his car. And then what I do is I park behind Mike, okay, and I leave myself usually a good 8 feet. So no car could fit in unless it's a motorbike or a moped or a mini bike. And I have room because I know Mike's going to leave after me.
Yeah.
So that's the
problem. That's great.
Yeah, that's what I do. But today I couldn't find Mike's car, so it wasn't great. And there were a lot of spots that were taken, like you said.
Oh, there were no spots.
So Boomer wedged me in, and now I don't know what
it woke you up. He didn't thank you.
Woke me up.
And now,
hey Bud!
Right, thanks. He doesn't have to. He can basically park wherever he wants.
My name's Bud now.
It's good. It's good to be Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, I'm Bud, not Taz. Look, rubbing up against Boomer.
Look who just walked in.
Did he not know it was you?
No, he knew it was me because he knows it's me. He just was trying to be nice. He's smiling. He's got the $1 million smile.
Oh, he does.
He always got that $1 million smile.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't have my Islander hat on. He would like broke my window. Big Ranger fan Jones.
You're passed out.
Yeah, so I was out, dude. I was out like a light. Why does he bang on the freaking window? And I didn't see him when I got up here in the building. Like, I'm going to say, Boomer,
not a fantastic look for CBS Sports Radio when the morning show host is sleeping in his car before the show in front of the station. Not the best look for the morning show.
The only other guy sleeping in his car outside our station is the crazy sign guy.
Right. That's
the thing is taped all over his car asking
Boomer
for help.
Whatever, do you think Boomer is trying to catch a couple extra Z's in his Raptor?
I don't
passed out.
Dude, is it bad?
No, it's an interesting look.
I got here early. I just said, let me
we'll
take
we'll make
a few.
You some signs.
No, I was just listening to the
you can join the other guy.
Don't he's eat
quit
meat.
His job to make right. the cones.
Right. Right.
Only some people get the signs bit, but we all get it.
No, we all get it, right. Some guy walking by be like, doesn't he do morning drive on CBS Sports Radio?
Man, things are tough for that wrestler.
Right.
Man, things went bad for him, huh?
Right. Taz has got a bottle that he relieves himself in. He's dumping that out.
2 liter diet Dr. Pepper.
Right. Hasn't cut his fingernails in 6 months.
He's like, let me tell you about this mug I got on QVC. I made this coffee yesterday. It's still hot. It's the double-barreled walls.
Great gift.
Right. It's a fantastic gift.
Oh, man. It's just a little power nap. You know, I mean, especially I'm under the weather, bro.
At least Boomer thanked you for your efforts.
He gets out of the car, slammed his door. Yeah. I don't even think he locks his doors. He just gets out. It's Boomer. He just walks away. And I'm listening to the jazz. My heart's pounding. I'm like, is there a cop banging on with his nightstick?
Move along, sir.
No. Like 1970.
Boomer's like, move
nightstick.
Your rear end.
Yeah. Nightstick. The cops like, use nightsticks still?
How quick?
I don't know if they use nightsticks anymore.
I don't know if they have nightsticks. I don't know if they. That's a good point. I don't think they do.
Nando's probably listening. He's an NYPD officer. He's a big fan of our show. He will.
Maybe shoot. They do. I have no idea.
I think they do.
Do they still?
And Nando, if you're listening, then you take a picture, tag the show, and take a picture of your nightstick.
Yes.
Officer.
Send that out.
So if there's not, then just say no to someone nightsticks. We use billy clubs and flapjacks. So, yeah, so anyway, that's the deal. So I was in a nice
good
sleep.
Good morning.
And, you know, I wasn't feeling well, too, so I need a little couple minutes of sleep.
Now you're nice and refreshed. It's a daisy.
Well, kind of. I mean, I was until I got startled in the middle of my rest. So that's what happened.
All right, take it away.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
And Andrew.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wild.
All right, what do we got going on, Andrew?
Here's your report sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. Don't wait for the post, Moose. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Just to recap, the reported details of Russell Wilson's deadline-beating extension in Seattle, 4 years and a max of $140 million on top of the $17 million Wilson was already scheduled to make this season. He's now locked up through 2023. Most importantly, Wilson's setting records with a $65 million signing bonus and an annual average value of $35 million, both those numbers surpassing what Aaron Rodgers got last summer in Green Bay. Somehow, the Golden State Warriors do not have a 2-0 lead on the Clippers this morning.
Lou has been magical all night long. Does he have another trick up his sleeve? Moves to his left, bounces to Shea, goes down the lane, right side to Shamet for three in the lead. Hot damn! 133-131, 15 seconds to play.
That's Brian Seaman on Clippers Radio. Lou Williams to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander to Landry Shamet for the go-ahead three late in the fourth in Oakland. L.A. stealing a 135-131 series tying win. After trailing by 31 in the third quarter, Williams scored 36 in the largest comeback in NBA playoff history.
That's a record we didn't necessarily want to have, but, you know, we'll take it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And on top of the collapse, the Warriors losing DeMarcus Cousins in the first quarter to a left quad injury. Steve Kerr called the injury significant post-game and said Cousins would be out a while. The Sixers tied a postseason record in Game 2 with the Nets, a 51-point third quarter, fueling a 145-123 victory. That series also tied at 1. Philly shot 18 for 25 in that third. Zion Williamson formally declares for the NBA draft, and back in college hoops, Sam and Joey Hauser transferring out of Marquette. They'll both sit out the coming season. Then Sam has 1 year left, 3 for Joey. On Saturday, Cale Makar was losing the college hockey title game with UMass. Last night, he made his NHL debut with the Avalanche in Game 3 with the Flames.
McKinnon across the blue line, leaves it. Cale Makar winds, fires, score! It's too good to be true, but believe it! Oh, hail Cale!
That That's Connor McGahee on Avalanche Radio. Makar scoring on his first pro shot. Colorado beat Calgary 6-2 for a 2-1 series lead.
I mean, that is, you think about the timeline, that is insane. Wins the Hobey Baker Award, right?
Yep.
What was he, the fourth overall pick by the Colorado Avalanche, what, 2017? 17,
yeah.
Correct? Yeah, so plays in the national championship game in college hockey, right?
On Saturday night.
On Saturday night. Next day, signs a contract with Colorado and then is in there in a playoff series against Calgary and scores on his first NHL shot.
That's a dream, right? That's amazing.
I mean, amazing that's insane when you think about that.
And NHL teams usually this time of year, like, protect you. They'll sign you, but then it doesn't start till next year because they don't want to burn a year. But they were willing to burn a year of that deal and get him in their lineup for a playoff game.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And he scores.
Crazy.
Nashville won in Dallas 3-2. Carolina blanked Washington 5-0. And Toronto top Boston 3-2. The Predators, the Caps, the Leafs have 2-1 series leads. Christian Yelich, 3 homers, a career-high 7 RBI. His Brewers outscored the Cardinals 10-7. The Mets, a 7-6 win in 11 in Philly. And the Dodgers dropped the Reds 4-3 on Jock Peterson's 2-run homer bottom 9. Clayton Kershaw allowed 2 runs over 7 in his first start of the season. Over in the AL, Cleveland held off Seattle 6-4 and the Rangers down the Angels 12-7. Mike Trout walked 3 times, scored twice after missing 3 with a groin strain. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate
that. Yeah, thanks. Good job.
Coming your way in about an hour and a half from now. We're going to chat with Ian Thompson.
Yeah.
Talk a little NBA, author of The Soul of Basketball. We're going to chat with Ian on this Tuesday morning. We got to go with the big Russell Wilson deal with the Seattle Seahawks. Now, that is done. That's a storyline we don't have to follow any longer. Right, Taz?
Well,
correct?
I guess. Yeah, well, as far as that he signed, but I don't think the chatter's done about how this went about. I mean, about how it went about.
Oh, how it went about,
yeah,
right.
We had a good conversation
about it. I agree with you. We did have a good conversation, but the one thing that is nice...
What's that?
...is that how it went down, now we don't have to deal with the distraction of where he might end up.
Oh, and that's what he didn't want, as you know.
Yeah, right.
That's I'm just glad we don't have to deal with Matthew, Tyron Matthew, just putting stuff out there. You didn't hear from T.
No.
Remember that?
Don't hear from T. You're right. You didn't hear from T, correct. But he wants New York.
T was way off.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
A WWE superstar makes a stunning announcement. We'll get into that next. It's Taz, it's Moose, it's CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Boomer Esiason. For the best football talk, expect it here. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is WWE superstar, the man, Becky Lynch, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. The man, Becky Lynch, bringing us out. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Speaking of the women's division in WWE, a big announcement yesterday as we had history made at WrestleMania, Taz, as you covered perfectly on the special right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir.
WrestleMania night out at MetLife Stadium as you had the triple threat match between Becky Lynch and Charlotte and Ronda Rousey. Was the main event well after midnight in a very, very long show.
Oh, yeah.
And news comes out as Rousey lost her belt that night. News comes out yesterday from Ronda Rousey herself that she's taking a leave from the WWE, and her husband are going to try and start a family, and that she's going to try and have a baby.
Well, and good for her. And the thing is, Rousey. So unless a lot of people don't notice, she kind of threw this out there. This type of thing where she was going to take a break from the business and try to, you know, try to get pregnant and all this stuff. She did this, it's got to be about 2 months ago. She tossed it out there in like some kind of a Twitter exchange, I think it was with a fan. She gets a lot of people trolling her because a lot of the WWE fans, I've mentioned this before, they're not really crazy about her. Her lack of talking ability is a little rough sometimes. And
yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I've made that clear.
Right,
you've
said it. You're not way off on that. You know, I mean, so she's done a good job picking up the physical part of the business. You would think her, with her athleticism and her background as a mixed martial artist and her, you know, being a UFC Hall of Famer, but still, it's a tough transition. And
sure.
I've seen a lot of guys try to do it, men and women, and not from that world, but she's one that did really well with it. The physical part.
Right.
So I wasn't shocked to hear this, to be honest with you. I think wrestling fans, WWE fans as a whole, are probably happy about it because it gives an opportunity for other women on the card that have a lot of skin in the game to grab that spot. Becky Lynch has that spot now, but to, you know, it's like a game of dominoes. You know, once one moves, the next one moves. There's another slot. Someone gets Becky's slot. That's how it works.
Right. So if you're looking at it, Becky Lynch is at the top, and then you got Charlotte, right? Then there's somebody else that could step up into that role that you were mentioning in terms of now everybody kind of moves up a notch. And she signed through, 2021, the WWE announced,
I think,
right?
It's 2021, yeah.
And, you know, she talked about, you know, let me ask you this, Ted.
Yes, sir.
Do you think this is the last we've seen of Rousey?
There's a chance. There's a chance.
Yeah, because
there's a chance.
I mean,
there's a chance. I don't think she was having fun towards the end.
No,
we're talking about 1 year, Moose.
Right, and
it's
I don't. I don't cover it, and I didn't wrestle, and I wasn't part of the industry like you. But I'm a fan, right? And
yeah,
I watch it and do watch it Raw and SmackDown and the pay per views and stuff. I didn't think that she was, you know, all in, you know, at the end there. It was almost like a case of, all right, she's there. She's certainly a UFC legend and everything and the like, but didn't get sense she was there. And, you know, to start a family, it's okay to say, all right, well, I'm going to start a family. It doesn't mean that she's going to be pregnant tomorrow.
Right.
It doesn't mean that, and maybe she will be. Maybe she'll be pregnant next month. But even if you look at that, then you're looking at 9 months down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't know exactly how, you know, if she has natural childbirth, if she has a C-section.
Right.
If she has a C-section, then it's even more recovery time you're talking about afterward. Then it's a matter of getting her body back in shape, depending on how much weight you gain for a woman during pregnancy. And some gain more than others, which is fine,
which
is all part of the birthing process. But I mean, there's a shot here that we might have seen, you know, WrestleMania headline event that might have been it for Ronda Rousey as a WWE superstar.
And if I was laying money on that, I would say that's probably going to happen. My gut tells me she's probably not going to come back to the industry. If she does, it would probably be a few years down the road. You know, maybe once she wants to get back out there or something, because I would assume that once she has a child, she's going to probably love being a mom and being with her child. Because, I would assume
that's the
greatest thing in the world, being a parent. You
no
know?
Question.
So that's
a grind.
It is a grind. So
I mean, Taz, to start a family and to be a mom and to then get back into the WWE as one of the top women wrestlers, that is, you're being asked a lot of your schedule.
I've seen a couple of girls do that in my time there, and it's hard. Very, very hard. Like,
yeah.
Really hard.
And on the road, it's hard on the family.
Tough.
It's hard. Yeah, that's gotta be next to impossible.
But there's an opportunity now for, like we said, like, so there's a young lady there named Lacey Evans,
okay,
who's on the come up right now. She does like this Southern Belle. She's a heel. She's a bad guy, but she's very entertaining. Like, she's very talented. I think she's an ex-Marine, I believe.
Okay.
And very talented. So there's a great opportunity for her there to do some business with Becky Lynch now. You know what I mean? But she's someone who came up in the business. Lacey Evans. She's paid dues. You know what I mean? So the thing is, like, it's a tough thing right now. If you're Ronda Rousey, because you got to think, once I start a family, do I want to go back to something where I don't think she realized it took her about 8 months to realize how tough the fan base is. And you think, you know what? I'm a badass. People know I'm legit. I'm from UFC. I'm a former world champion, yada, yada. And these people are going to respect me and love me. Yeah, and they did at first. And then what happened was she kind of, you know, you kind of get exposed once you're out there. If you don't know what you're saying, you don't know how to say it, or you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
And the fans could tell that you're protected in matches a lot. She's been protected a lot. She's always had other components around. Now, towards the end of her run in WWE, she wasn't. She was on her own. But she was handheld.
Yeah.
Big time, you know. So we're talking about 1 year here.
Right.
In the industry, that's nothing.
Right, correct. Yeah.
That's a cup. Same thing in the radio business. It's like a kid comes out of college and he's a communications major and he's got the gift of gab. Does he go right to CBS Sports Radio or WFAN or WIP? You got to pay dues.
Well, you got to pay dues.
Yeah.
And, you know, those that don't pay dues aren't as respected as those that do.
That's right. That's it. You got to earn those stripes. And that's the same thing in the wrestling business.
I can only imagine that that women's division, I'm sure they're tough, but I also think with that announcement coming yesterday, Taz, I can't imagine that they're all that brokenhearted.
No.
That she's going on her merry way.
I don't think they give a rat's ass.
Right.
None of them.
Yeah. 855-2. No, that's the sense I got, too.
That's how it is.
855-212-4227. Clippers, historic win, and the 76ers turn it on in front of Bisseglia and crew. We'll get that next. As Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.